Pedro Martinez was small for a major league pitcher, an inch under 6 feet, and weighing in at only 135 pounds when he joined the major leagues. But he spent 18 years in the majors, seven of them with the Boston Red Sox, throwing hard, throwing smart, and fighting well above his weight. An hour ago, Pedro Martinez was voted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, along with pitchers John Smoltz, Randy Johnson, and second baseman Craig Biggio. Martinez grew up in the Dominican Republic, too poor to afford baseballs, so he threw oranges. But he moved on to baseballs and dominated the game when it was awash with steroid-juiced hitters. Red Sox fans loved him for all the games he won and for helping to win the 2004 World Series, which ended an 86-year championship drought. Joining me now is WBUR's Alex Ashlock. Hey, Alex.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
So exciting times for Red Sox fans. Yeah.
Great day.
So Pedro Martinez, 219 wins, 100 losses. And there's a statistic that stands out to me. Between 1997 and 2003, that's the prime of his career, an ERA of 2.
2.20, actually.
2.20, still not bad.
Incredible numbers, but just look at the rest of the numbers from that stretch you just mentioned, 97 to 2003. He finished in the top three in the Cy Young voting 6 out of 7 times. He won 118 games against 36 losses during that period. He averaged nearly 6 strikeouts per game. And Anthony, by comparison, this six-year spell of brilliance compares to Sandy Koufax between 1961 and 66. When he went 129-47 and had a 2.19 ERA. So Pedro Martinez was really an historic pitcher.
He really was. So he played for many teams, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Expos, but he'll be remembered most, especially around here in Boston, for bringing home a World Series in 2004. What game stands out for you from his time here in Boston?
Well, Anthony, there are many games that Pedro put together when he was with the Red Sox. The one I think about first is the 1999 All-Star Game, which was played at Fenway Park. And this was the night after the Home Run Derby was held, and players like Mark McGwire hammered just many home runs over the Green Monster. Pedro comes out that evening and strikes out the first 5 batters he faces, including Mark McGwire, on 4 pitches swinging. He strikes out Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, Sammy Sosa, and Jeff Bagwell as well. So he starts the game with 5 strikeouts, and he takes home the MVP for that game. Also, another game later that year, again in 1999, he takes the mound at Yankee Stadium. This is in September, a Friday night. I remember watching this game on TV. He gives up 1 hit, a home run to Chili Davis, but he strikes out 17 Yankee batters. The New York Times reporter Buster Olney at the time described this as it was if the Yankees were swinging within a darkened closet. They could not hit him that night, and the Red Sox ended up winning that game 3-1.
He was really something, and when he was dominant, he was
unhittable.
He was really unhittable. What I remember most fondly about him is how much fun he was to watch.
He was incredible.
And Fenway Park was fun too. It brought out a huge collection of Hispanic fans and Dominican flags that changed the whole atmosphere in there.
Fenway Park was a party whenever he was pitching. I used to make it a point to go to as many games as I could. You said he was a lot of fun. In 1998, his first year in a Red Sox uniform, he wears a Yoda mask in the dugout. Later, he allows the other players to tape him to a pole. He was just an incredible amount of fun. And in the end, you know, I think he's a player that all you need to do is say the name Pedro. You don't even need to say his last name because people just know him as Pedro. And now, he's one of the baseball immortals. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He played with such fierce intensity. This probably isn't a great thing to remember, but it's sort of indicative of how intense he could be. He famously threw 72-year-old Don Zimmer, then a coach with the New York Yankees, to the ground during a brawl in 2003 during the American League Championship Series.
Right, and they both later felt bad about that. He also had a long-running bout of throwing at players on the Tampa Bay Rays. There was a game in 2000 when I think he hit the first batter, and then after that he basically pitched no-hit ball for the rest of the game. So he was a fiery competitor on the mound and just an incredible personality off the mound, and really looking forward to what he has to say about being named to the Baseball Hall of Fame this afternoon.
So this year, 3 pitchers were inducted into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. All of them shined during the steroids era. 2 years ago, no one was inducted in a year that included Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. Bonds and Clemens did receive a few votes this year, but nowhere near enough. But that does seem like a final verdict on the steroid era and the Hall of Fame, doesn't it?
You know, it does seem that way. And you mentioned Roger Clemens. His percentage of votes this year was 37.5%. You need 75% to get into the Hall of Fame. He got something like 35 or 36% last year. Another player tainted by steroids, Barry Bonds, his percentage this year just around 37%, just a little bit more than he got last year. So it really appears that the baseball writers are punishing these players who have allegations of suspected steroid use against their career. So it looks like it's a long shot for any of those people to get into the Hall of Fame. Mark McGwire got only 10% of the vote this year.
All right. Well, that's WBUR's Alex Ashlock reporting that Pedro Martinez, the great Red Sox pitcher, elected today, this afternoon, just a short while ago, to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome, Anthony.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.